Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Isn't it amazing to be at the crossroads of life? A crossroads, whenever you have a crossroad is a time and a place for a decision to be made. And at the crossroad, do I keep straight? Do I turn right? Do I turn left? Do I try to go back? Which way should I go? And there's the angst about making the decision because we don't want to make the wrong decision. And whether this is a crossroads of where you're about to decide who I'm going to marry, or what job or career that I'm going to pursue, or whether I should move to this city, you know, that's the question that we are asking. These are some of the questions that we're asking ourselves at the crossroads of life.
And these are important questions. They're not easily answered. Questions like, who should I marry? Should I make a certain move? Should I take a certain job? What ministry does God have in mind for me? But I've seen in my own personal life, in my own walk with Jesus, that the will of God happened more as I took steps of faith, trying to the best of my ability to live by the principles of Scripture. There have been times when he's clearly spoken to me in a tangible way, but most of the time, it's been a journey of faith. Finding the will of God is simply living in the sovereignty and grace of God and then moving, taking steps of faith, trusting that the decisions, the places you go are going to be the places that God wants you to go. Why? Because you are loving him with everything that you've got.
Small steps of faithfulness lead to faithful walks. Faithful walks with Jesus start with one foot in front of the other. Long obedience in the same direction. Trusting and obeying.
Faith requires a step, not a sign. It requires a step, not a sign. He's saying, listen, you follow me. Don't worry about any obstacles. Don't worry about where we are. Don't worry about how fast we're going or how slow we're going or if we're going to run out of gas. You just keep your eyes focused on me and I'm going to get us there. God wants to deliver you, but it will require a step from you. We move on the word of God and then we see the work of God. Many times God calls us to move a little and then he will move a lot. That God is not done with you yet, that great things are still coming for your life. You can trust God. You can trust him that if he leads you into the dangerous water, he's going to part it for you, but it requires a step from you.
Now, if you don't have deep trust with God, in this moment, you will need details. You start trying to control everything. You start trying to manipulate things. And that is why some of us are so stressed right now. Because there's a dream that you thought God gave you, and maybe he did. But there are details to that dream that are not being met on your deadline. You can't call him God and give him a deadline. I know what I thought I should have been by now, but it's not my deadline. It's not my deadline. Hold on to the promise. Let go of the plan. Because the deeper the trust, the less the need for details.
God gives you what you need as you go. And sometimes we want all of the answers. And God, I want to know how you're going to do it. I'm not saying I won't go. I'm just saying, can you tell me exactly how it's going to happen? And God says, I'll tell you how it's going to happen when you start moving. Because God is looking for someone who he can order steps along the way. And when we move in that direction, it is a sign to him that we can be trusted. Because there are moments when God orders our steps, but we got to take them first.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So wherever you are today, if you're that parked car hoping God's going to steer you, move. It's much easier to steer a moving car than it is a parked one. God might not give you that grand neon sign in the sky that says, here's what you're going to do and here's where you're going to go. It's the parable of the boy, the fox, the mole, and the horse. The boy looks at the horse and he says, it's too foggy. I don't know the way through the forest. The horse says, can you see your next step? The boy says, yes. The fox and the horse says, then just take that step. You don't need to know the full title of your story, but you do know what obedience looks like today. Do that, because that is God's holy, pleasing, and perfect will.
We pray and we ask God for his will. And what he seems to typically do is give us a flashlight approach. A flashlight allows you to see the next step or maybe the next couple steps in front of you, but that's about it. Like, you can't really see where you're going. You don't know where you're supposed to turn. Certainly don't know where you're going to end up. You can just take the next step. This is often how God's will works in Scripture. Look at Joseph's great-grandfather, Abraham. God says to Abraham, I want you to leave your home and I want you to go. Yeah, okay, where are we going? Now, I'll tell you along the way. Just pack things up, tell your wife you're moving, but I'm not going to tell you where you're moving yet. And Abraham is commended for his faith, and we're told without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so the will of God is often like this flashlight. It lets us take one step at a time, but it requires faith. I tell my kids, the sooner you can embrace the adventure of God's will, the better. Like, if you just accept the fact that he knows what you don't, he can see what you can't, and you can trust him to just lead you in the next step, one thing will lead to another. That's how God's will unfolds. We get a flashlight. What we typically want is more of one of these. This is a floodlight. That's what we're going for. When we pray for God's will, we want to see everything. We want to know where we're going. We want to know that it's going to be okay. We want to be sure of where we're going to end up. And without a floodlight, we start to feel pretty anxious or often feel overwhelmed because we look around and we look ahead and there's so much uncertainty. And so when we pray for God's will, this is what we're often praying for, is God, tell me what's going to happen. Let me know everything's going to work out the way I want it to. It's going to work out okay. It's not always how it works. God's will doesn't always just match up with what we want. In fact, it oftentimes doesn't.
And I just remind you of this, that the road that challenges you is the one that changes you. If you're not challenged by something, you'll never be changed by it. The road that challenges you is the one that changes you. Because hard things test your limits. You don't know how much you can do until you push yourself to do it. And hard things teach you discipline. And hard things build resilience in you. So you've got to be able to realize that the road that challenges me is the one that changes me, because it expands my limits, what I thought were my limits. And it teaches me discipline. And then it builds resilience on the inside of me. Because this is the season where God is gently asking you to fully trust him. He's just saying, trust me in this season. I love something that Dave Willis said. He said, faith is a choice to trust God even when the road ahead seems uncertain. Faith is a choice to trust God even when the road ahead seems uncertain.
Can we just trust him? I don't have to know where we're going. I don't have to know every turn by turn. I trust you. I believe you. I trust where you're leading me. I trust where we're going. And I trust that at the end of the road is my Father's house. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because yea, you are with me. And at the end of that valley, we get to be with Jesus. Amen?
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit. making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.